For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
Draft day, everybody. Oh, man.
Who's going to screw it up tonight?
Oh, the same people that always
do. I got my money on your Dallas Cowboys.
That's a good one.
What did they pick?
You 25, I think?
I'm pissed at you. You didn't print me my annual draft.
I don't have it yet.
What do you mean you don't have, it?
They haven't sent it yet.
The draft is in like 3 hours.
I don't
hours.
Have it. I'm sitting over here refreshing the Ruskin and Zach here on ESPN Arkansas and on the Hit That Line Now app. The NFL puts out the whole draft, and then they put like blank spaces next to all the teams, all 7 rounds. And I'm waiting on it. And it's not here. And I get it every year. And I send it to Zach. I print it for Zach. It is one of my efforts of goodwill. Printing something that costs me no money.
Yeah, printing an extra. Thanks.
And I don't have it yet. I'm sitting here hitting refresh. I'm waiting on it. It's not here yet. When I get it, you'll get it. But it even says it's like it's so official. It says at the top, 2024 NFL player selection meeting. Which is technically what the draft is called.
It's and not Berman, technically, that's what it's called.
Yeah, Berman's the only person who ever called it that. He would open each show with from Radio City back in the day. Welcome to the annual player selection meeting here at Radio City. I love it.
DQ, what day is it?
Thursday?
No.
Draft day?
Oh.
Yeah! It's Nerd Prom!
Oh, congratulations.
I love this.
When we get the red carpet show on in a little
we
bit
can do
when
that.
They do that,
we
they're
do it
all... Now, one of these days...
A little programming note, you'll hear the entire first round right here, ESPN Arkansas.
Starting at 6.
If I have done what I am supposed to do, you will hear
it at
6.
Well, in that case, you'll hear a Adam Schefter podcast from 3 years ago. And in that case,
I'll screw it up.
So, what were you saying? What was I saying?
I don't know.
Ooh, it's awfully early for the cheese to slide off the cracker, but here we are.
You were talking about the red carpet show, and you said one of these days.
Yeah. You know, they give, thank you, DQ. God, what would we do without DQ? We'd just be wandering aimlessly through the forest. Yeah. It'd be awful. Well, you know, now the latest thing is they get up there and they give Goodell a big bear hug. Somebody's going to crack a rib. It's going to happen. That man is going to get hurt.
Because
some of these guys pick him up.
Okay,
like,
hold on.
You know, like Bob Barker back in the day
Goodell
when he won a car.
Goodell's sturdy.
He's sturdy?
Yeah, he can take a punch.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely.
You think he had some calcium just in case, you know, prepare for this event?
All I'm saying is
calcium supplements?
I think that Roger, he can withstand.
Okay. Well, he's not a fat guy or anything like that. I mean, he may have a little belly on him, but I mean, who doesn't? Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Come on. You really? I don't know. One of these, he's going to get hurt.
He's eventually a linebacker.
They had to tell the contestants to quit picking up Bob Barker because he got old. You know
can't do it to Bettman. He's tiny. Manfred, same way. Silver, I don't know that anybody's going near the alien.
Well, if you pick at him long enough, the human costume will fall away and the alien suit will reveal itself.
Comes out. Really?
Well, I feel like I can make fun of Silver because I am also unattractive like he is. So I think that gives me license.
Okay.
Is that fair?
That's fair.
You know, like fat people can make fun of fat people. I feel like I can make fun of Adam Silver as an unattractive male.
He brings up a good point. Without DQ, we can rely on Abner. He catches it.
Well, he records everything there in the rectory.
That's very, very frightening.
Rocking the rectory.
Yes. Abner's right, though. Somebody's going to one of these days put like a wrestling move on him, get him up in the air.
Oh, yeah. He's going to get hurt. I mean, maybe he wears Kevlar or like a flat jacket or something like those quarterbacks do.
You know what I mean? This may seem like a dumb question, but why are we putting the draft in Detroit?
They bid on it.
I understand.
It's open. It's open for business now.
We need to maybe think past some of this. The draft should be held in Vegas, or it was great in Nashville down on Broadway.
That?
You know, everybody, all the locals.
Let me tell you something about Broadway. Broadway in Nashville has turned into Summer's Eve Central.
Yes.
No one cool can go there anymore. It's all bachelorette parties and pedal pubs and frat dudes. That's all that's down there. Not that there's anything wrong with frat dudes, but I mean, come on.
Yes, there is.
It's not good anymore. It's
DQ,
not. It's not.
You
a cool
can't say anything, but DQ.
It's
can.
Not cool anymore. You know, it's all guys like Ty down there. That's not where you want to be. I mean, honestly, I don't know where the cool part of Nashville is, but that ain't it. It's all touristy now. Mm. Like every country guy has his own bar. It's not. It's not what it once was. Oh. Everything gets to know each other in your mouth. It's just not. It's not what it once was.
Okay.
You know,
well,
I would not recommend it.
It's not cool anymore because it's popular.
Right. That's
so
right.
So there will come. It's like the French Quarter in Bourbon Street. It's all. Right. It's now a tourist trap.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yes.
The locals know where to go.
Right. It's like Times Square. The locals don't go there.
Like when you go to Fayetteville, you don't go to Dixon. You'd go talk to somebody like DQ because she knows
Fayetteville.
That's right.
Yeah.
She knows the people.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You end up at other places, not at Dixon Street. Yeah. Exactly.
God, that was boring.
Thank you, Big Mike. Big Mike sounds like the guy that got hit in the head with the baseball the other night. That LSU
we
fan,
have got
Corey.
So many things to talk about today.
Yeah, we really do. We got the draft. We got a bunch of other stuff here.
Well, we've.
I still want to talk about the university wanting you to give $100 a month to the NIL. Yeah,
put that on hold. We've got a lawyer that trying to hold up a Loomis truck.
I did see that. Allegedly.
No, there's no allegedly.
No. He hasn't been convicted yet. It's alleged.
Despite what the videotape says. Yeah, allegedly.
That's right.
Yeah, there's a draft. We got a whole bunch of stuff to get to.
Yeah.
Important stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. The McClarty Daniel Hotline is open for business here at 866-285-4005. No Razorbacks will be selected tonight in round one, unfortunately.
No.
But, you know, maybe Saturday you'll get to... They'll get some coming off the board here.
Yeah, I don't know what...
They have a streak on the line here, Zach. 28 years in a row.
Okay.
They've had at least one player drafted.
Somebody's going to get drafted. I think the first one off the board's McLaughlin. I think he'll go first. Corners are a high priority position, and he is a guy who's really good. Somebody will probably take a flyer on Cam Little.
That'll be late Saturday. I mean, they're not taking a kicker.
Phil Limmer's not getting drafted.
This isn't Sebastian Janikowski. I mean, we love him, but come on. They're not gonna reach or anything like that. I don't know. It's starting up tonight. The Bears are going to screw it up and take Caleb Williams. And in 3 years, the Bears will be right back here again drafting a quarterback number one. So, I mean,
they'll screw it up.
Am I being cynical or am I being honest? I can't tell anymore.
Here's a great
question.
Doug in Mountain Home, where will Little go? Whoever takes him, that's where he'll go.
That's right.
Who knows?
The team that wants him.
First of all, it's not like he's a quarterback or a left tackle. He's a kicker.
Let me tell you the best draft assessment of all time. It came from Dan Graziano today on TV.
Okay.
The most important thing that fans never seem to understand about the draft. No one knows how any of these players are going to play in the NFL.
Nope, not one. Not one.
Nobody knows nothing. So just remember that. We don't know, you don't know, they don't know, nobody knows. We're all going to find out.
I know that Caleb Williams will wash out of the NFL. I know that.
Oh, yeah,
I
know
that.
The day of
the draft. I've been telling you this for months. Yeah. He is not an NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
And the Bears are going to set their franchise back, 10 years.
Again.
Should
the Bears? Out? The Bears franchise has been set back so many times. It's like pre-Hallis now. Like it's 1919.
Who is the best quarterback in Bears history?
Sid Luckman. 1939.
Okay, there you go. I mean, modern era.
Did Red Grange play there?
Modern era.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if you think about it, I mean,
they don't have one.
It comes down to two guys: Rex Grossman, who took him to a Super Bowl,
punky QB known as McMahon,
Jim McMahon.
Yeah.
Both guys were
Jim Harbaugh?
No.
He was I'm standing with Sid Luckman. That's what I'm standing with.
They have
look him up, kids.
They drafted Cade McNown in the first round.
Good hell, that's something.
Yeah. Jim Miller.
Sid Luckman has been dead for 26 years. He's still the best Bears quarterback of all time.
Who's the best quarterback in the draft? Jaden Daniels.
He played at Columbia.
I wouldn't take him in the first round. I don't think any of them can play.
No.
I mean, if you're asking me who's the best, I think it's the Heisman Trophy winner. But I know it's not Caleb Williams, and I know it's not Drake May.
No. And J.J. McCarthy, please stop it. What are we doing
that
here?
That guy has Mac Jones written all over him.
There's a lot of there's a lot of people that are going to be drafted well above their abilities in this here first round tonight.
Take Joe Alt.
All right.
Joe Alt.
You heard it here, folks. Joe Alt.
Left tackles aren't sexy, but they're effective. Joe Alt.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
BetOnline is the number one source for all your sports betting this season and every season. You'll find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends all at BetOnline. BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. The fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Go to BetOnline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use the promo code BELIEVE to receive your rewards. Bet online, where the game starts.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Roger Goodell underwent back surgery 3 weeks ago.
Oh, well, they can't.
Yeah, they can't touch him.
They can't touch him. Yeah, man. They'll hurt him. Mm-hmm. I'm very concerned. He only has $40 million a year. I mean, yeah. How will he survive?
Think about the recruits.
yes, please.
Abner points out the studio definitely needs a trophy case.
An empty trophy case.
Yes. Yeah, and we will just put little stands with the trophies.
We'll call it all of our hopes and dreams.
Right. We have a bowling ball.
We do. It's not Larry,
WT
though.
WT does point out that Kenny does read the U-Line catalog.
Who doesn't? I love the U-Line.
I got excited
hubba,
today.
Hubba.
I thought you had a U-Line
no,
catalog.
No, I went to one of these restaurants with the free magazines, and I just grabbed a couple of them to see if there's anything fun in there, and there, of course, wasn't. I put them in the recycled bin.
Okay.
But, yeah. I wanted to see if there was, with no campaigning, if we had somehow won best of the best.
No, it's whoever pays the most.
Oh, that's right. I'm
sorry.
It's a quid pro quo.
Correct.
I see. All right. See, I thought this was an honest game.
No, it's not. There's nothing honest anymore.
Fair. That's also a good point there. All right. Let's see here. What if we made the trophy rack invisible, just like the trophies are? Not a bad idea, and it's a lot cheaper.
Not bad. And we'd have to, you know, we can do this by sport each day.
What if we, put invisible trophies on the invisible trophy case, like mime, like Mike Neighbors? Like
Mike's not doing anything this summer. We can have him come in here like Vanna White and place the invisible trophies in mime.
This is the trophy. We'll mime it.
We'll get in that little box.
I'll
get on that.
I studied under the great Marcel Marceau. So.
Is he the only mime that we know?
I think so, yeah. And I think he's dead.
The box is very cliche. You got to come up with, like, the wall.
The rope is
the wall.
I wish I could. I would do the stairs if I could.
I love the stairs. I might could do the stairs over here.
Bob and Branson points out the U-Line catalog on the McLarty Daniel hotline is the every safety product you didn't know you needed.
Oh, I know. There's an eyewash station in there that I've had my eye on for some time. I think we need it in here. More of an earwash station for some of the things we have to listen to from you people. I mean, honestly, that's part of it. I'm kidding around. Come on. We're having fun here. Please calm down, will you? All right. It's draft day. Nobody knows nothing.
Know Caleb Williams is going one. Yeah. We know that.
Yeah. You might want to get wound up on this NIL thing again because Jimmy tweeted about it.
Jimmy did.
Yeah, I saw it.
Today's a holiday. It's a holiday.
Yeah, but we're going to lose the thread. We'll lose the thread on this thing.
Really?
Yeah.
We got nothing but time.
I guess so. But it was in the paper yesterday. I don't know. We should have got to do it yesterday when we screwed up.
When we had time.
We were talking about microwaves again, and everything got messed up.
I hate you guys for this.
Oh, good gracious.
Yeah. Now, here's a Robert from Fort Smith points out that they should go get the Sugar Bowl trophy that Ohio State has. That's a trophy you should have had.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. That's right.
Mr. Pip says we can come down to his place and get some high visibility safety gear.
I do want to. Yeah.
I want a hard hat. I want some goggles and I want a yellow vest.
You want to go get the book?
Huh?
We can look at it
Mr. Pip says he can hook us up.
What, does he work for Uline? Is he like our district rep or something?
Well, maybe he works in the safety industry where PPE is a thing.
Oh, I don't know about safety. We don't know anything about safety here.
I want the steel-toed covers for my shoes. I don't want the actual steel-toed
shoe booties. Like, you know, you have the the exterminator come over, he puts the shoe booties on or the air conditioning man. I want those.
Hot Springs has, he's got sources in the NFL. He says his sources are telling him that Justin Herbert is going to get traded.
All right, so our BW is reporting that Justin Herbert will be traded.
If I'm the Chicago Bears and Justin Herbert is available.
Go get him.
And you want the number one pick.
Now.
I would say yes.
Go get him now.
Justin Herbert can play in the National Football League.
Yes, he can. Caleb
Williams cannot.
That's also true, yes. Right. That's true.
Need ear protection, too. I want the spongy things.
Yeah, I like those. Yeah, that's right. You need those at the ball game.
Yeah.
It's too loud in there.
Never mind. We'll get in trouble for that.
Do it.
Did you watch this video the Indiana Fever put out yesterday?
No, I did not. No.
Okay.
No, you know what my social media was yesterday after the show? I get on Hit That Line on X to post the thing.
Yep.
And inevitably, I start scrolling, and God, we follow some of the stupidest people on Hit That Line. It's unbelievable. I just wanted to go in there and just start unfollowing people. It's not my problem until I see it, then
it
is my problem.
It's not your problem. You don't have to worry about it.
Right. We follow some real imbeciles on there, and I can't imagine. They still follow Musselman. Not that he's an imbecile. I like him, but I mean, good.
So that made me mad.
I
was flipping around last night, and they have this video of the first practice for the Indiana Fever. Now, I like Aaliyah Boston, and I like Caitlin Clark. I don't like their social media team.
Oh, okay.
So it's this very fast-moving video of Caitlin Clark and Aaliyah Boston running, like, pick and pops, pick and rolls, pick and fades, whatever.
Quick cuts and action.
Yeah, just real quick. I mean, you see Caitlin, you know, drive left, she passes to Aaliyah, you know, throws the lob, whatever. And then I realize they're not playing against a defense.
Oh, they're playing against cones?
They're playing against air. Yeah.
Oh.
Chairs and air.
Oh, remember that guy that had a highlight tape against chairs?
Yes, he was a Japanese player, a Chinese player that came over, and they called him the chairman because he could only play against chairs.
Gene Tulsilla could only play against chairs too, but he played here.
I'm watching it the first time. I'm like, wow. This looks really fast. She looks really good, Caitlin. And I'm like, wait a minute. There's no defense. I mean, I could do that. You know, put somebody out there.
You know, I like Musselman, but he did recruit some players that could only play against chairs. I mean, he had a few.
I really think with him, it was about numbers. It was about getting 13 guys and figuring out if 8 could play.
Right.
It was where Calipari's probably going to recruit 8, and then the rest are just, you know, whoever they are. I think it was, give me 13 guys and we'll figure it out. And we'll see if 8 of them can play.
Yeah. Boy, the thing that's annoying me today, I shouldn't frame it that way. What's a softer way to land this?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, what's happening now is the whitewashing of history is already begun. And people are pretending that the last era of Razorback basketball sucked, and now this guy, John Calipari, is coming in to rescue everybody. And I'm sorry, didn't we see 2 Elite Eights and a Sweet 16 not that long ago?
That was years ago.
I mean, John Calipari is replacing Musselman, not Pelfrey. But people are behaving as if he's replacing... So this program was in the toilet when he got here. Listen, the program has been on an upward trajectory since Anderson. Anderson got it up, Musselman elevated it, and now the expectation is Calipari will elevate it again. But, I mean, some people are talking about, like, the program didn't have respect. What would you call it when you beat Kansas and get all of the media attention?
Who is saying this?
Well, I read it on the internet.
No,
They're like,
don't,
you know.
Don't
this,
do that.
Calipari is restoring respect for the basketball program.
If I'm not going to ask their opinion on this, I'm not taking their message board.
Restoring respect? When was it not respected?
This fan base in particular lives to have that chip on their shoulder.
Yeah,
even when things are good. Oh, we're not getting it. Who cares? Who cares if they respect you or not? It's all about wins and losses. It's one great thing about sports. It's incredibly transactional. What was their record this year? 16 and what?
It was below 500.
19? Okay. It was
but that didn't mean you need to be rescued or you've lost respect. I mean, listen, Musselman took it as far as he could, and now the hope is Calipari will take it further than that. I mean, that's all it is. He didn't inherit a grease fire here. I mean, come on.
Well,
we're behaving that way because this guy is here and we like him, and the last guy left, and we're kind of hurt about it.
This is called abandonment issues.
Yeah, that's right.
He left, and we don't recognize the work that he did here. Eric Musselman did a very good job here until last year. Now, behind the scenes, there was chaos the last 18 months.
Yes,
and that's why this thing sort of fizzled out. Now, I get the feeling, and look, I mean, John Calipari kept. He carries a greater weight. You went from a guy who was probably the hardest working coach you've ever had, in Eric Musselman. He ate, drank, slept basketball 24/7. John Calipari's not like that. John Calipari's more of a delegator. He's more of the CEO type. He's the figurehead. You know, he's going to create the buzz, and his assistants are going to be the ones that do the bulk of it. And then, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what anybody says on the internet, whether it's the dude in Kentucky or somebody out in LA. It doesn't matter. Come November, you got to go win games. And if you don't win games, it doesn't matter.
Well, it matters because it's annoying me. That's why it matters.
As I said,
it matters.
It really doesn't matter. But we're going to be like this until November when we see what he puts on the floor. And what's he got? Two guys on the roster right now?
Yeah. But he'll fill that out.
Of course he will.
But this is all because Musselman left, and everybody got a little bit sad about that. Until Calipari was hired, then people weren't sad anymore. But yeah, the idea that restore respectability. This is a more than respectable. If this wasn't a respectable program, Calipari would have never taken the job. I mean, that's the God's honest truth.
The program that needs to restore respectability is a football program. Okay, that's the one you want to turn on.
Yeah,
that one needs the help.
Yeah, I guess this isn't a reclamation project. This is you're not trying to turn a D into an A. You're trying to turn like a B into an A when you look at the whole picture of the last 5 years. In my opinion,
do we understand how big this upcoming football season is? I mean, does anybody really understand?
I don't know if anybody cares right now. Still, honestly, all about basketball.
If you think about the gravity of where this thing is heading, I mean, your basketball team seems set. As far as, their funding, their head coach, the roster's still in flux, but nobody's worried about that. The football team is careening towards their summer practices in a year in which, if things don't go well, a decision will have to be made on your head coach. Then you got the guy who's your offensive coordinator. You keeping him? You elevating him? You going to get rid of him? What are you doing? And if you hit the reset button on that thing in football, it's much more difficult to reset over with 85 guys than it is with 13.
I will continue to say, as long as they don't end up with 3 or 2 wins, they'll bring everybody back again that wants to come back. I think so. I think it is a lower priority for them than men's basketball is now. And I think that they realize they're closer to national competition in men's basketball than football, so they're diverting resources to that right now. And all they need Pittman and Petrino to do is just don't embarrass everybody. Just keep the thing on the road. That's all you have to do. That's the expectation. Keep it on the road. I
mean, boy, 3? But they can't go 4-8 again.
If they win 3, I mean, then you've got some tough decisions to make. And you got to go to the money people and say, hey, we need another $50 million. And I don't know if you can do that.
You got to be in a bowl game. You got to win 6. Otherwise, you have to make that decision. Are we just not, or do we not care?
I don't think so.
Thinking all of
Well, I mean, in the 90s, they didn't care. They didn't care.
Yeah.
I mean, they went from Crow to Ford. They did not care until Houston Nutt made them care in 1998. So they did not care after Hatfield left. So I don't. I think we're kind of in that same situation. Look, you got the hot hand over in men's basketball. You ride that thing out, like they did with Nolan.
Are you going to invest everything in baseball and basketball and let football just sort of see if it can find its way?
Yeah, yeah. And listen, you know, the people are people will say, well, you know, you can't afford to be bad in football. And I'm not saying being bad in football. I'm just mid in football is what they're looking for. But here's the thing about football, because the concern is tickets, right? Let me tell you something. All right. It's very difficult to give up football tickets because you have to go all the way back to the end of the line. So people are more willing to ride out bad in football than they are in basketball.
You get the same check Vanderbilt does.
Right.
So it doesn't matter.
Well,
what
but
you
the
do.
Tickets, the tickets are the
I
thing.
I understand. But you're getting the same check from the league that Vanderbilt does.
They're still going to sell north of 55,000 season tickets.
I don't know,
tickets.
Man. The end of the Morris era.
Okay, boy. But people, well, like the people they I know, like they kept the tickets in spite of that.
They can't go back to that. I mean, I'm with you.
I think real season ticket holders, they keep them no matter what because they like their spot and they don't want to give it up.
The floor is five. You can't go below five consistently. You might have one where you dip below. But you can't be in that 3-4 range for too many years, or boy, it's going to get nasty around here.
I'm never giving up my spot. I'll tell you that much. I think I win one.
I'm not giving my spot up.
I've got great seats.
It's on my couch.
Are you kidding me?
Right in front of my TV.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
TV.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
So I saw, I was up earlier than I should have been this morning too, and I saw this tweet from Jimmy Dykes and Chris Kane, who used to be at Channel 7, and now does some career where he actually makes money.
so he's not in media anymore.
Listen, Chris always, when I did tweet, Chris always said nice things to me, and so I mean, I don't think I've ever met Chris, but I like him because he was nice to me. But the topic of NIL came up. And Jimmy Dykes was talking about this. And Jimmy says in his post here, in the short era of NIL, a lot of big money boosters have gotten an awful rate of return on their investment. Awful, as in embarrassing awful. That's what Jimmy wrote. Let me try and break this NIL thing down for you, okay? NIL is you go to a restaurant, you pay, and they may or may not bring you your food. That's what it is, right?
Right.
Because why would you give to this? Because you want to win. That's how they've framed it, right? Well, if you want to win, you got to give, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, yep. There's no way to guarantee that. Okay. You can't buy a lottery ticket and guarantee you're going to win. And that's what the that's how they've positioned it to the fans is, hey, you want us to be good, you got to do this. It's not true. It's a lie. That you could be bad when you donate too. Like they don't tell you that. There's no guarantee of any of this working. There isn't. But the way they frame it to people, you know, they want your check, write a check, whatever you want to call them. He went on a show last week. They want people in this state to donate $100 a month to NIL. That's $1,200 a year. You know, outside of the gates of the neighborhood he lives in. Like, who can do that? Who can just throw away $1,200 a year? And by the way, you don't get tickets. You don't get, but you get cool discounts in your favorite bars and restaurant type places. I mean, like, you don't, there's not a, and it doesn't guarantee you're going to be good. You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You're going to a restaurant and you might get food or you might just have to pay the bill and not get food.
That part of it, that to me, look, if, and we'll use John Tyson because he's kind of at the center of everything right
Thank
now.
Thank you, Chicken Man.
Thank you, Chicken Man. If John Tyson wants to spend the money that he's inherited any way he wants, by all means, man, have at it. I get, to use a DQ word, the ick when you turn around and start asking regular people. Now, Hunter Yurecek makes more than the three of us put together.
Correct.
Hunter Yurecek should be donating this or turning back part of his salary and somehow washing the money in and getting it to the foundation. Stop asking me to foot the bill for you. I don't see you donating. So why are you asking me? That makes me uncomfortable. I gave up my season tickets to the place where I had them. And all of the money that I have given them over the years, I added it up. It's over $100,000 I've given these people since in the last 20-something years.
And as fans love to point out to you, Notre Dame's never won anything.
Well, yeah. One more than you. When I started to really look back on it, I mean, that's $100,000 that I've given them over the course of 30 years. And what have I gotten out of it? Now, I've had some really cool experiences, but those experiences were paid for by me. The university gave me absolutely nothing.
Right.
The coolest thing I got to do was I was on the field the night of the Orange Bowl when they played Alabama. That was pretty cool. But I had to arrange that myself. The university did nothing for me. This is the hot topic. This is the way to do it today. Tomorrow there will be another way. When this doesn't work, there will be another way.
Well, they got to fix this where they can start using their TV revenue money to fund this thing.
Sure.
That's what they got to do. That's what they have to do, which means you have to make these guys and women employees is what you have to do. So you can get all of the order restored that people are craving to a college athletics. It's the only way. You can't do performance-based NIL. You can't do, unless you're handing out gratuity.
All right.
You can't do any of that stuff outside of a contract.
Tanner.
As far as I know.
Tanner is our show clergyman.
Yeah.
He says basically they're wanting you to tithe to the U of A.
Yeah.
That's what they want you to do is a certain percentage of your income they want you to donate to them. Now, if you want to, by all means. I don't like the idea that this is the plan. Well, we'll just go to the people and ask them for it. Why? I mean, you've got a basketball coach making $8.5 million. You got coaches making $5 or $6 million. You're asking us to fund all of this for you.
They should fund it themselves. But right now, as presently constructed, they can't do that.
Nah.
I don't mind a little fundraising drive, but I really don't like the approach that they're going at, which is, and they got Wally this week to sip the Kool-Aid for him, and asking, Tyson and these guys are, that's nice, but they really need more from Derek, you, the regular fan. Well,
this is an elevator pitch. This is the same thing that you get when you go to buy a car. It's not, if I said, Derek, I want you to donate $1,200 a month, you're going to go look at me and go, you're nuts. But yeah. If I say, hey, give me $100 a month, you're not thinking about the $1,200. You're thinking about the, I've got $100 a month to throw around.
No.
That's the sale. I don't like the idea that fans who are gouged on their parking, they're gouged on their tickets, they're gouged on every single thing that they want you to attend, and then they want you to give more.
Well, they also don't at any point in the fine print tell you, hey, there is a chance we might not win, even if you give.
Well, that
is nowhere in any of the literature.
That feels like, when you go on a cruise ship and you pay your money, the boat could sink. It seems like an assumed responsibility.
But it's nowhere. If you're going to ask people, you got to give them all of the consequences of what could happen to their money, which, by the way, they're never going to see again. It's not like when you get it a T-bill, where you can get something out of this.
The way they're framing it is in order to compete. We have to have this. It's not, hey, if you give us this, we guarantee you a national title. That's not what they're at. That's not the way they're framing this. They're saying in order to compete in our conference, we need this.
Right.
And, this is simple. I mean, this is simple economics. In Major League Baseball, there are teams that simply cannot compete with the Yankees and the Dodgers. There are teams in professional baseball who can't do that. Teams in professional hockey, basketball, NFL, same deal. Arkansas may be in that situation where you can't compete with the money that Texas is bringing in or that Alabama brings in or something. These are just simple economics. And again, I get very uncomfortable when you're turning around to me and telling me, hey, we just, we sent you, you know, you had seats behind the dugout, but because you're not donating enough, we're going to kick you down to right field. Now,
well, that's a totally different, that's not NIL at all.
But we're going to jack the prices up. We're going to gouge you every step of the way. Oh, and by the way, we need more money from you in order to compete. I'm uncomfortable with that.
Well, the part that bothers me is that, you know, it's being framed to the fans that, hey, this is the only way we can win.
Yeah.
Is if you do, you have to do this. You have to do this. And I just don't think that's, I think that's taking advantage of people emotionally. And I don't think that's right at all. And it's just, but I would, here's what I want to know. Is anybody buying this? And I want to know why you feel that way. Like, if you're on the other side of us, where you're like, hey, I give, and here's why. Like, I'd like to hear from that person, too. I want to understand. See, unlike most of America, I want to understand the other side and why they feel the way they feel. So we can get that going on the McLarty Daniel hotline here at 866-285-4005. Why do you do this? You know you're not going to get anything back except a couple of koozies, maybe. Why? What do you get out of this? Explain it to me. I don't understand it. Explain it to me. I understand donating to the foundation. Well, you're funding scholarships. You get to buy tickets, all that stuff. Okay, I understand that.
So the way that Notre Dame does it, and it's the only thing that I really have tangible experience with, was there is a fee that's they call it the foundation, that fee is part of your tickets to football or basketball or whatever you're buying. It's part of it. It's just it's part of the service fee that goes into it. At least you know where the money's going. And they roll it up in the price of the tickets.
That's how the foundation has worked for ages.
Right.
You get to buy tickets in these locations with this donation.
Right.
That makes sense to me.
And the foundation that Notre Dame uses is associated with, it's the one that Swarbrick's endorsed. They work hand in hand. So when the money is brought in and you pay your fee, it's divvied up, boom, $1,900 goes here. You know, something else goes here, and boom, 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 and you're done. And then you get your tickets, and you're done. You know, now that number has grown by like five times over the last 15 years, but I understand. I understand. It's just it's too expensive for me. This idea that hey, we're gonna give you all those fees. Then, by the way, we want more.
Right. Yeah.
That is the part that I have a real problem with. Well, it is an institution of higher learning. It is an educational school. You know, these people are supposed to be the best and brightest that we have. And it feels to me like they're grab bagging. It's like, well, if this doesn't work, let's try this. And if this doesn't work, we'll roll the ball down the hill and try this.
I mean, maybe there are a few thousand people who can donate $1,200 a year to this to get, you know, the stuff. But, man, I don't know. There's a lot of people who can't. And they're Hog fans too. And they're just like, you know, it's like to hell with you. We don't care. I mean, it's just, I don't like that at all. I've never liked that. But then Dennis brings up this point in the McLarty Daniel hotline. On the flip side, if you're not contributing, do you get to complain? Well, yeah, because if you're a fan, at some point you've bought a shirt, right? You've bought a hat, right? You've gone to a game. You've spent some money there. Of course you have to. This isn't like every 4 years you have to do something. I mean, no. If you've ever watched a game or emotionally invested in them or bought a shirt or a hat or gone to a game, then absolutely you get to complain. See, this is what they want. They want you to feel like that if you don't contribute, you can't complain and you have to sit there. This is what they want. This is not what they're going to get. Not while I'm out. Not here. No, we're not doing it that way. Your opinion is valid if you have gone to one game or 1,000 games, as far as I'm concerned. Because you love, you both, the guy with 1,000 games and the guy with one game have one thing in common. They both love the school and they love the Razorbacks. And that is what matters over anything else, as far as I can tell.
Somebody just texted in here for the first time on the McLarty Daniel hotline. Says, I hate NIL. And I think we're getting to a point where the NIL fatigue is starting to set in. With certain, you know, with people, I'm tired of hearing about it. I'm tired of talking about it because it is all that we're just money, 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 and they want yours. Right. They don't care if you get to eat or keep your lights on. They want to go buy another shooting guard for Cal or get another defensive end for Pittman.
And by the way, 20% of whatever you donate off the top doesn't even go to the school. It goes to the group that runs the collective or whatever. So think about that. So for every $100, they're only getting $80. So there's that to also contribute, because I mean they've got to get paid too, right? I mean,
yeah,
everybody's got to, you know, we all got to make a living here somehow. I don't know. I've just never. It just bothers me the way this has been framed.
This is
it really
perfect.
Does.
This is Ryan and Prager just sent this in. It's a bailout. Is what it is. You're bailing them out, and the thing is, it's not a one time bailout. It's every 365 days you have to bail them out again and keep paying. And that $100 at some point is going to become $125. Then it's going to become $150,
right.
$200. It's going to keep going up.
And unlike with the foundation, when it goes up or you lose your seat or you lose sitting in a certain area, with this, like, there's no guarantee of anything.
Mm-hmm.
If you donate a certain amount, you are guaranteed a chance to buy tickets in that section with the foundation. Full stop. It's above board. It makes sense. But with this, they're framing it like, hey, we have to do this to win. Well, you could do this, and they still wouldn't win. Like, the guarantee's nothing.
The way they're framing it is, we have to do this to compete. Win has never been the central
selling
point.
But they could still not be able to compete when you give. But that's also a possibility.
But I get the point, which is, look, everybody is in on this until, you know, somebody creates new guardrails. We have to do this to compete. We have to be able to pay these athletes whatever it is that they want. And I get that. Totally get that. But I think, you know, when you've got the big money booster bankrolling a particular program and then turning around to the fans and saying, well, we need more from you too.
Yeah.
You know, I know you're trying to build a war chest for lean times, but, you know, my bank account is my war chest. I don't want your hands in it.
Yeah. BW suggesting our first time texter that said I hate NIL was actually your check texting. Maybe so. I don't know. And now another thing I want to say real quick, then we got to run here and make some revenue ourselves, by the way. I don't have a problem with the players being compensated for their NIL. I think it's great. I think this system needs to go one step further and make them employees of the school so they can get, you know, salary and benefits and all that stuff. You know, like you would get if you had a job, which is, you know, more or less, it's a job for a lot of these players. But I don't have a problem with that. So there are people out there, though, and I don't understand this, that have a problem with, you know, being asked for the money, and then they have a problem with the player getting paid. I don't have a problem with that,
see,
that part.
the compensation for the athlete, I think, is long overdue. But I do think that it's all over the board, and you're paying everybody. You know, you can pay the 13th guy on the bench more than you pay the guy who has played his way to be your 7th guy on the bench. It's a totally – I think the system's more broken now than it was pre-NIL. Mm. I mean, the system now is just complete chaos. And, you know, we all fall in love with the tournament and the college football playoff and all of that kind of stuff, but it's the off-season stuff. It's just – man, I'm so fatigued with it.
Yeah. All right. It is and I am too, but, I mean, it's – you know, Jimmy's talking about it. There's a column about it in a paper yesterday, so I thought it was worth our while to bring it up again.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With 6 giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
I have a story from the New York Post.
Okay.
That might be interesting to some of you. You remember John Hinckley shot Ronald Reagan back in 1981. You'll remember that. Some of you were too young to remember that, but that's a thing
Both
that happened.
Both of you were too young to remember
that's
that.
That's a thing that happened.
I remember that.
And Hinckley did it.
Yes.
And he's out of jail now.
Yes.
And he's trying to get a music career going.
Uh-huh.
But he keeps booking concerts, but the venues keep canceling the concerts,
yes,
before he gets to perform and get paid and all that stuff. So Hinckley is claiming that he is a victim of cancel culture because his latest concert was he was supposed to play the Hotel Huxley in Connecticut back in March, And the gig was postponed indefinitely.
Spell Huxley, if you don't mind.
H-U-X-L-E-Y. Okay.
I'm going to take a look here and see what the old Hotel Huxley, because this feels like something that's not working.
Hinckley claims that it's fair to say I'm the victim of cancel culture. It keeps happening over and over again.
Ugh. It really does. I see it on Twitter all the time.
Yeah.
Because he'll post about a venue he's going to play at, and I think to myself, oh, well, that'll get canceled. And then, you know, a couple weeks later, it's because a bunch of people call these venues and complain
right.
about the man who's about to perform there.
Yeah.
See, yeah. Let me see if I've got this straight. A yes. would-be presidential assassin.
Yes, merely.
Is claiming that he is a victim
yes.
of cancel culture.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that I understood that correctly.
I will say he posts, I don't know why, but he posts these paintings of a cat on eBay and they sell out quick.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. I want one of these cats so badly. What? I want a painting of his.
What are they selling for?
I don't know. I've never gotten to it quick enough to see it because it's always gone.
DQ, of all the things that you chastise me for,
I think he's a...
And some of the stances that I have taken through the years, this is the weirdest one that I've that you are pro and I am against.
I'm not pro him.
Well, I think by
No. I'm not pro him. It's very interesting that he's able to sell his paintings and... do anything.
When Hinckley was asked to elaborate on the events of March 30th, 1981, he told the Post, quote, I don't want to dwell on the past. Let's stay in the present.
Well, end quote. That's going to be tough to get around.
This week, a New York City concert, he posted on April 22nd, a New York City concert was canceled. It was supposed to be on June 7th. Maybe he's got to like sneak up on these and like don't tell anybody about the show until yeah. like 5 minutes before you take
or
the stage.
Be the opening act for yeah. someone True. Else.
Yeah, maybe that's the answer.
He needs to go with a different name or something.
Oh, like an alias, like Donald R. D. Chico or something like that.
Donald R. D. Chico.
That was Beldar's alias in Coneheads.
Yes,
in the movie.
Yeah, I got that.
Hey, you're Donnie DeChico. yeah. So,
Father Branson says DQ hates so many types of people, but his pro cat artist didn't have that. Huh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Have you seen him?
Yeah.
Have you heard him play any music?
I hear he's terrible.
It's on YouTube. It's not good.
Okay.
Maybe that's why he got canceled.
Is he like covering songs or these?
No, these are originals.
Oh, boy. See,
this is off his latest record.
If he went as a cover band, I mean, you'd stand a chance. And maybe if he's not the front man.
No, he's a solo artist,
yeah,
as best I can tell.
This was an ill-conceived plan.
Right. Well, the guy's trying to live his life and do what he loves, yeah. and they won't let
Abner
him do it.
Abner points out, do it spontaneously on a rooftop like the Beatles.
There you go.
Yeah, there. That's it.
Call Billy Preston up. What's he up to?
Billy's no longer with us.
Oh, he's dead?
Yes.
Well, and he's not available.
We lost Billy several years
ago. Okay, well.
Billy was talented. I don't know what to tell Billy you. Was super talented. He was probably more talented than all the Beatles put together. Billy was talented.
I don't know. I don't know why you can't call him that. But it's interesting how there are. Oh, this post on Barstool. I'm looking at here. It's interesting how some people like they have controversy and well, they get more popular. Funny how that works.
Mm,
but
weird.
with Hinckley, it's like a bridge too far. Like yep. he's controversial, and people are still like, no, we don't want you. we're sorry. We don't want this to happen. That's a nothing from nothing means nothing.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Will It Go Round in Circles?
That's it, yeah.
That's Billy's other hit.
Oh, the B-side.
Yeah. Now.
That's nothing from nothing.
Correct. Whee! You familiar with Billy Preston?
No.
The keyboard piano player?
No.
Fifth Beatle. I guess Pete Best would have been the fifth Beatle.
Well, he got fired, though.
Boy. That poor guy.
He got Wally Piffed.
Yeah, he did.
Before the magic carpet ride.
He did.
He got left in Liverpool. Oh, that's not even... That's not even a challenge. That's really? That's William Joel, Only the Good Die Young.
Uh-huh. All right.
That's an easy one. That's Don't Fear the Reaper.
Ooh, okay.
By Blue Oyster Cult.
All right. That's a good one.
And we've learned that I can only do like the stuff they played on the radio. Like okay. If it's a cover or if it's like an organ version, I can't do it. Here comes the hot stepper. I don't know that one.
Oh, that's Imee Kamosi. No.
Oh, I don't know one.
No, that you really don't. That was from the movie Pritapuri. Anyway, that's The Crossroads by Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, I don't have.
I figured I would just stretch and see if you knew anything.
Hey, who got into let me find this thing here. Is that I Want Candy?
It is. No. Wow, wow, wow.
They had the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on American Idol last weekend.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Here's who's getting in. Let's see here. 8 artists are getting in. That's a record. Mary J. Blige.
All right. Mary
Cher.
J. Okay.
Dave Matthews Band. Foreigner.
Okay.
Peter Frampton.
Frampton Comes Alive.
Cool in the Gang.
Yeah.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Cool in the Gang. Wildly underrated.
Yeah.
I love Cool in the Gang.
Ozzy Osbourne. Mm-hmm. And A Tribe Called Quest.
Okay. I have no problem with any of them. Yeah. No problem with any of them.
The first ballot Hall of Famers are Cher, Frampton, Foreigner, and Kool in the Gang.
Frampton was a first ballot Hall of Famer?
It was their first year on the ballot. First time on the ballot this year, despite being eligible for decades. Yeah, the way they vote on this is really weird. Because, I mean, like, Dolly Parton got in. Like, it's half PR move and half, like, actually honoring.
Peter Frampton hasn't done anything in, I mean, how long?
Well, I think he had to retire from touring. I think he got the tinnitus or something. He couldn't
play
anymore.
Who doesn't have that?
Well, that's what Huey Lewis had to retire.
You know Peter Frampton?
No.
Show me the way.
Show me the way. Album Frampton.
Wow, 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 wow.
This is a great song. You don't know Frampton?
No.
Stand by. We've got tickets to the Amp. We're giving away in a little bit.
Absolutely.
And we'll check on that weather forecast with Darby Bybee. Right after we hear from Peter Frampton. He's going to
include the album.
He's going to show you the way here on Mix 96.
Good song.
Yeah, it's good.
It's a really good song. You got to include the album.
You don't have to.
Yes, you do.
You're just showing off at that point.
No. It's, hey, you do the weather with Darby. Got Toto coming up. This is Peter Frampton. Show me the way from Frampton Comes Alive. Mix 96. And out you go.
Mix 96.
The best fake radio station ever.
The ceremony is October 19th in Cleveland. And it'll be streamed live on Disney Plus. And it'll air once they edit it down. This thing runs, honest to God, like 5 hours. You can't run it live on actual television. It's too long. It's like the Oscars.
Guys, I'm getting this. We've got
No. We don't have this program.
Fogg's at the draft.
All right. Hey, Fogg.
He is working the draft tonight.
Look at that. Is he getting Schefter coffee or something? What's he doing? Like,
there's his credential.
Look at that. Fogg's working the draft.
We're all going to work for him one of these
days. We are. That's why I'm trying to be nice to him.
Now, if there's a catastrophe, he's right in the middle of it. I guarantee you. By the way, love update on him. He is in love. And
does she know this?
Yes. Okay. And the plan that he so readily shared with us is now out the door.
Oh, do you marry a woman from Massachusetts right. or Columbia?
Yes, right. Or at the library.
At the library.
I've been to the library at Kansas more than he has.
Yes.
He goes to school there. I visited there once.
Maybe he meant the bar the library.
No. He named it by name.
Okay, all right. I didn't know that. All right. Thank you, Krusty, for that reminder on the text line here. Your drive home is powered by Mr. Sparky. It is indeed time to visit...
Oh, no. Uh-oh. Nope.
Our favorite place this time of year.
All right, now I'm ready.
It's time to visit Hockey Corner.
You had set it up.
I forgot.
That's
all right. All righty. Well, okay, we'll update you on what happened last night. Boy, the Stars are in trouble. They're down 0-2. They lost both home games to the Vegas Golden Knights. Dudley's Vegas Golden Knights, by the way. 3-1. Last night. So Vegas is going back home up 2-0 in that series. That game is this weekend. Boston beat Toronto 4-2 last night. We talked about that earlier. And the Kings hit overtime on a Kopitar goal win it 5-4 over the Edmonton Oilers. So that that series is tied at 1-1. Now we got two games tonight on different channels. All right, 6 o'clock on TBS. Florida and Tampa Bay. The Lightning are down 0-2. They're at home. Got to win that. And then at 6:30 on ESPN2, the Islanders are home, down 0-2, taking on the Carolina Hurricanes. So there's your Hockey Corner update. Four games again tomorrow in Hockey Corner, but just two tonight. So there you go. Both the home teams down 0-2.
Aaron in Fayetteville has an interesting idea.
That's it.
He wants us to do a segment as if we were on Mix 96.
All right.
I'm gonna pray on this. Let me figure this out.
Well, why don't you find that optical disc with all the sound effects?
You know
on
what? If I could find that, we would not have to do a show for weeks.
I know.
There is so much stuff on that.
I want to hear the gong.
The gong. And yeah. I'm telling you, the best stuff is buried on that disc somewhere. It's in a trunk that I have at home somewhere.
Well, I've seen it. Through this trunk.
Yeah, I got to go digging through it and see if I can find that disc, because that had a lot of stuff on it.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.